Hello, and welcome to the Dangerous Creatives Podcast. If you're growing your photography or creative business, you're in the right place. Each week, we deliver a workshop-style solo show, expert interview, or motivating story from our community, so you can tune in to find encouragement, motivation, and ideas to help the right people find you and your amazing work. I'm your host, Kristen Sweeting. I'm a photographer and coach, and my favorite thing is helping dangerous creatives just like you stand out in a world that just wants us to blend in. I'm so glad you're here. Let's dive in. Y'all, I switched to PicTime this fall, and I have been blown away by their stunning photo gallery delivery system. I can deliver photos to my clients, submit to publications, share exclusive images with vendors, and make passive income through offering high-quality print products to my clients. Their automated sales system is so effective that within months I'd made more working with PicTime than in a whole year with my old delivery system. One feature that I'm really loving right now is the art gallery feature. Create a fine art shop, let viewers choose their size and frame, and purchase gorgeous travel prints or fine art prints for their home with just a click. It's a great stream of revenue for artists and creatives that can sit on your website and help get your work out to more people to enjoy. Listeners can get a bonus month for free using the code DANGEROUSCREATIVES when you sign up for a PicTime account. Well, hey, friends, and welcome back to the Dangerous Creatives Podcast. Today is day 5. I am so proud of you for making it this far. If you've been doing these challenges with me, on Monday, we're going to jump right back into the full episode, and you'll hear from me once a week, maybe twice a week. So you don't have to keep up with these daily episodes anymore. But I am just so freaking proud of you for doing these, for showing up for yourself, and for keeping me in your ear while we're doing it. So I hope you had fun with yesterday's challenge. It was the generosity challenge. I'm not sure about you, but I know someone just kind of showed up that needed some generosity, and I was able to do that, and that was really cool. So I hope that you had a similar experience. You found someone to uplift, someone to give to, and just reminded that there's always enough in the banana stand. We always have something in the banana stand. I like to be reminded that no matter how stressed I am about money, no matter what situation I'm in life, I always have something that I can give to someone else. And I hope that that felt good for you too. Today's challenge is pretty fun, and I'm excited to do it with you because it is our vision board challenge. And we are starting to pull together some lists and some visuals of things that we're excited and inspired by. That may be a goal that you're moving towards in your business, or a trip that you want to take with your family, or a way that you want to feel. I know a lot of times for me, my vision boards have been made more of what I want to feel versus what I want to have. And sometimes that has been super effective for me. So if you have not vision boarded before, or maybe you have, I want to still do this together because we take a little bit of a different twist on it. And we do have some vision board templates that are in their freebies on the website. I'll put them in the show notes too if you haven't used them before. We've done it monthly, we've done it quarterly, we've done it yearly. I kind of am a fan of doing like a big one for every 6 months and then monthly too to kind of break it down of like what's happening each month. So some of those templates are for free for you if you want to jump in or have a different way of trying things. But I love to keep in perspective how we really want to be showing up in our business, what we value, what's really important to us, how we want to feel, and not just like sticking a yacht on our vision board because we feel like we're supposed to have a yacht, you know, like thinking a little bit more thoughtfully about it. So here's the challenge for the day. Find 1 to 8 photos that inspire you. Maybe this is a place you want to go, or it reminds you of a way you want to feel. Maybe it's a photo you wish you took or something you want to experience. And if you're not sure where to start, I love going on to Pinterest and typing whatever it is. So say it's a feeling. Say I want to feel love in this season. I want to feel love for my family in this season. Or I want to feel like a lady walking through Paris. I might type romantic Parisian aesthetic. So if you type the word aesthetic after the thing that you're trying to find a photo for, it'll usually pull up a whole page of things that have like a Parisian vibe, or someone with a baguette in near the Eiffel Tower, or people smooching in front of the Louvre. So the word aesthetic is a really that's my little Pinterest trick if you're looking for something to pull for your vision board. If you're like, I want to see photos from, I want to be full-time as a photographer this year, you can type in photographer aesthetic and it'll pull up really cool photos too. So start at Pinterest, type in some words that you think might lead you in the right direction: ocean, beach, peace, love and connection. See what comes up and start pulling together 1 to 8 photos that really inspire you. You can put these together in like a Word or a Photoshop or a Pages collage, or you can use a Canva template like the one that we give away for free if you want to play around with that. After you have this all put together, print it out. I love having this in a place that you can see it and be reminded of it. And, Andrew and I were talking about this today, is, does having it on a vision board make it magical somehow? I actually don't know. And I don't pretend like I know, things that are bigger than what I can see. But I do think that when we have something visual as a reminder of where we're heading, as a reminder of what's important to us, it helps us keep coming back to like an anchor. It helps us keep coming back to ourselves about, oh, yeah, I said I wanted that. And maybe what we want changes, and we have that chance. It's like our friend being like, you said you wanted to do this thing. Do you still want that? Did you forget? Did you change your mind? So having it there, maybe I used to put mine on my bathroom mirror, and it was kind of like every day, hey, this is what you're working towards. Things are really hard right now, but keep going. You got this. So that's what I want this to be for you, is a visual reminder of the things that really matter to you, the places you're going, the reason why you're putting in the hard work now. And it kind of helps us do a little gratitude practice for our future self too. So part 2 of this challenge, you can write this on the back of your printed out vision board. You can write it somewhere else. But I love to have one column. So you're going to have 2 columns, one that says dreams that I've made come true. And one you're going to have say dreams that I'd love to see come true. So dreams that I've made come true, like I quit my day job, or booked a paying photo client, or fell in love, went to Iceland, whatever things are that at some point in reality, you dreamed it and then it has come true in this current reality. I want you to write that on a list, because I think the other thing that we often forget is that we've already done so many of the things that we've dreamed of. We are our past selves, dream versions of ourselves in so many ways, right? Even if things haven't worked out according to plan, there is something that you have accomplished that your 13-year-old self would be like, what? Are you kidding? You're amazing. So let's have a second to remind ourselves, to remind that 13-year-old selves how baller we already are, how much we've accomplished and brought into our life already, and to not always just be thinking towards what's missing, but to be always kind of looking back like, I know that's possible, because 5 years ago, I would have never imagined I could charge this. I would have never imagined someone would hire me to do this. Would have never imagined I'd be a mom or a dad, or be falling in love, or have this friend that's so cool. Like, you have so much good stuff already in your life. So in the first column, write that stuff down and remind yourself what a badass you are. And then in column 2, write down some of the dreams you'd love to see happen. This could be work in Paris. It could be quit my day job if you haven't yet. Maybe save up an emergency fund, watch a sunset at the beach, get published somewhere cool, take my mom on a vacation, pay off my student loans. Whatever it is that feels inspiring, write that in column number 2. And then share it with someone. Share something on both lists with someone. You can share it with me. You can DM me. I've been loving getting your messages. I've been loving seeing what you've been posting. I have not been able to reshare every single thing, but I see them and I love them, and I'm so glad that you're sending them to me. And you can hashtag reignite your business if you want to interact or you want to look at that and see what people are posting. But I would love to see what's on your vision board. If you're already in Danger School, put it in the community group, like post it in there so we can see what's on your vision board, what you're working towards, what you're excited about. I love nerding out over people's vision boards. So grab those templates. And if you're in Danger School, post it in the Facebook group. If you're not yet, remember, we are right now opening up the doors to our Danger School cohorts, which are our group coaching programs. They run twice a year where we walk a group of 10 or less folks. There's a couple different cohorts now. We walk people through our curriculum that is business coaching for creatives. And I'm so excited to be going through another cohort. We just wrapped up our last one today. And y'all, these folks did so much amazing stuff in their life and in their business. And I can't wait to see who comes into these cohorts for the spring. So a couple things about the cohorts. I think when I started my creative business, I thought that if you were really talented, if you were really great at what you did, eventually someone would notice and your business would take off and everything would be just great and gravy. And when I was in music school, I remember a teacher of mine being like, "Hey, y'all are all super talented. Only like a couple of you will be successful singers because it takes so much more than just talent to be noticed, to grow a business. Like music is a business, just like photography is a business, just like whatever creative craft that you're doing is a business and it requires branding and a marketing strategy and a sales strategy and all these things behind it that we don't think about when we jump into it. So being talented doesn't guarantee that people will take notice as much as we want them to. And so there are so many hidden gems of photographers, of musicians, of creatives, of shops that are out there absolutely crushing it, creating great work, thrilling their clients, and often getting overlooked or feeling stressed about finances or not creating the systems that are bringing in recurring revenue to their business to reflect the huge quality of work and service that y'all are providing. So I just want to say, like, that sucks. It really does. But it's not hopeless. And there are so many marketing things that we can learn, so many structures we can build into our business, different types of revenue that can be supporting us in the off seasons. So I just want to say, if you're in that place where you're like, I am too good to be this stressed about money, or I am too good to be worried about if I'm going to be filling my books this year, or I'm really great at teaching and coaching and I'm ready to build some new income streams into my business and I'm not sure where to start, then I would love for you to check out a Danger School coaching cohort. They are meant for people kind of in the building phase of business. So maybe you haven't quite hit six figures yet, but you want to build the systems in your business that are going to allow you to get there. The recurring revenue streams is one thing that we really focus on in these cohorts, building a referral community. So do you have people, do you have partners that you work with that are consistently referring you, that are consistently referring you work so that you're not so worried about where the next wedding, the next project, the next client is going to come from? Because you have a really solid base of people that are speaking your name to their clients and referring you in a really consistent, predictable way. So consistent revenue streams, consistent referral partners, and then a marketing and a sales strategy that feel good and aligned for you and your business that convert. That's another huge thing that I see for creatives is we have like a stunning portfolio, a stunning website. We know that we're really good than XYZ person down the street, but like we can't get people to sign up or there's something missing in the stream of how things are working. And a lot of times that has something to do with our marketing, our branding, or our sales. Like, so when that inquiry comes in, we're not converting them. And that all of these things I'm saying are very solvable problems. They just require focus. They require building a system that is going to sustain itself and putting in some groundwork so that it's going to work for you for years and years and years and years to come. there's a reason that I'm freed up to do this podcast and I don't really have to market my photography business. It's because I built a lot of these systems into my business and people send me work without me working for it anymore. Like, I obviously show up and do a great job for my clients. I shoot really well. I take care of my vendor partners, but a lot of that work I did years ago. And so it continues to come to me even though I'm focused on other things now. I'm homeschooling my son. I'm running this podcast. I'm coaching a bunch of people. I run these workshops. My photography is kind of just coming to me because of work I did years ago. So I want that for y'all too. If you're feeling like, I feel like I'm so close, I know my work is there, but I don't understand why it's so hard every year, and every year I'm worried about not booking more, or I'm ready to really thrive in my finances and build the things that are going to let it continue for years. I obviously don't have control over how much money you make this year, whether we're coaching together or not, but I can help you build the things that allow you to get to that goal. So that's what I really love focusing on with people, is building the sales system, the marketing system, the referral strategy and partners, and the recurring revenue stream, so that you can feel safe and peaceful and excited and getting back to the things that you love doing the most in your business. So if this sounds really great for you, please check out dangerschool.com. There's a page that's Danger School right now while we're opening these cohorts. Read through the case studies. Read through our clients who were frustrated in their business and jumped in and were able to change things and turn things around. Read through the people that jumped in right at the beginning of their business and are already running full-time businesses at this point. Read about the people that were overwhelmed, overworked, super tired, and jumped in and freed up days, hours and days of their week so that they could be with their family, do things that were really important to them, and not be overwhelmed with work all the time. So just an encouragement, check out those case studies, check out the testimonials. If you relate to what we're talking about in this program and you're like, you know what, Kristen, I really am tired of having to post on Instagram 24/7 in order to get any clients, and I want to create something more sustainable, hop in a Danger School cohort. I would love to have you. I'm running one this year. There's also one for artists. There's also one for creative businesses and brick and mortars. And I think you're really, really going to love these. If you're not quite ready for a coaching group, or you're listening to this after the launch is already over, the Danger School community is always open. It's a great place to get encouragement, to go through our program self-paced online. And it's at a super, super affordable price point because I want this information to get out to as many people as possible. So if you want to get in that, there are links in the show notes. And if you want a cohort, you can send me a DM. You can click and apply. There are so many paths to getting more information. And I just really, really encourage you, invest in yourself now. It pays itself back for years and years into the future as your business continues to grow off of the solid foundation that you're building right now. So thanks again for listening to this episode and for joining this challenge. I really hope we see you inside of Danger School. And if you have any questions anytime, always feel free to send me a DM and I would love to hear from you. Chat with you soon. This episode was produced and edited by the lovely Jen Madigan Creative. Music for this episode was written and recorded by Jamie Lono and Shammy D. Thanks for being part of our Dangerous Creatives podcast community, and we'll see you again next time.